We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi by Menachem Moshe Michal Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are in Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. We continue our discussion of Safek Yerusha situations. Nafal Habayis Olav Va'al Ishto. Here you have a case where, unfortunately, a house collapsed upon a person and his wife, and they have no children. He has no children from this woman. He may have his children from another wife, but not from this woman. Yorshe Habal, the Yorshim of the husband. Let's say, who are the Yorshim of the husband? Well, let's say he has sons from another wife, or his brothers, or maybe his father. So what do they say? Oh, and they claim like this, Ha'isha Meisa Rishon, Avachach Meis Habal. The woman died first. That's their claim. And only then did the husband die. So why are they saying that? Because at the time that the woman died, the husband was still alive in the house, under this collapsed house. So therefore, that moment, the husband was Yoresh's wife. When the woman died, the husband is still alive, and therefore he's Yoresh Olo Nechasim, because the Baal is Yoresh's Ishto. And because of that, we, who are, and now that he died, now that the Baal died, the husband died, we, as the Yorshim of that Baal, whether we're his sons or brothers or father, are going to be Yoresh everything. And the Yorshim of the woman family members should not have from a father's house, let's say, shouldn't have any right to any of the Nechasim at all, because they were Yoresh by the husband, and then we are Yoresh from the husband. Yorsha Isha, of course, her relatives say, Omrim, no, Habal Meis Rishon. Vacharkach Meso Isha. The husband, when the house collapsed, he died first, and only then did the woman die. So what happened? The husband died, anything the husband may have, that belongs to his Yorshim. But nothing of the wife should belong to the husband's Yorshim. They belong to her family. So any Nechasim that the woman has, we should be Yorish. So what do we do in this Suffolk? Beishamay Omim Yachloku. Beishamay said, as he had in the previous Mishnah, you split it. Mamon Amutol Besuffolk. So you split it in half. That means the nechasim of the woman, you're going to split in half. Split in half between the Yorshe Habal and the Yorshe Ha'isha. No, the nechasim becheskasam. So it depends which type. This is reminiscent of Ksuvos. So he says like this, the nechasim tzon barzel, which are the nechasim that were brought in the dowry, and the husband accepted achrayas responsibility for them. So they are becheskasam, which means they are in the chazaka of both of the Yorshim, the Yorshe Habal and the Yorshe Isha. And therefore, I agree regarding the when you say Shammai say Yachloku, I agree that the Nichsei Tzon Barzel will be split in half. But the value of the ksuva, which the husband gave to the wife, the 200 zuz or 100 zuz, becheskas Yorshe Habal, that falls into the chazak of the Yorshe Habal. Why? Because the achrayas of the ksuva is on the husband, and therefore that his family should be able to be Yorish that ksuva. Nechasim hanechnasim vayotzim ima, the literally possessions that go in and out of the marriage, which are the nechsei malug that she brought from her father's house into the marriage, which we know the husband does not accept achrayas upon. The keren, the principal, belongs to her, and the baal only eats peros, since they are in the achrayas of the woman. Therefore, becheskas yorshe ha'av, the yorshe ha'isha, her family is going to be yorish. So the yorshe Isha are going to take the Nichsei Malug and half of the Nichsei Tzon Barza. Perek Tes Mishnah Yud, Nafal Abayis Olav Va'alimo. You have a case where a house falls on a person and on his mother, and this man doesn't have his own children. So who's coming, who would be considered his Yorshim, his brothers? So as an example, so the Mishnah here says, if Nafal Abayis Olav Alimo, on this person and his mother, we didn't know, of course, who died first. So who's claiming what? So obviously the Yorshe Habein, let's say his brothers from the father, of course, they say, you know, the mother died first. And this may not be their mother. This could be because it could be brothers from the father from a different mother. The mother died first, and then the son died. So that means when the mother died, the son was Yoresh from his mother, and we are Yoresh from our brother. We're Yoresh from him, from the son who died. And the Yorshayim, which are her relatives from her father, says this. You know, the son died first, and therefore he wasn't Yorish's mother. Now, we know from the beginning of the 8th Perek, the mother's not Yorish the son. But at least here, the son's not Yorish the mother. And therefore, the properties of the woman, we are going to be Yoresh, that the son was not Yoresh. Says the Mishnah, Elu va'elu, Beisham Beisilil, who argued in the previous Mishnah, they agree sheyachloku. Why? Both are coming because of potential Yerusha. Both have an equal chazaka, so to speak, in those nechasim, and therefore it's supposed to be slit. Am Rabbi Akiva, moda ani bazer, moda doesn't really mean moda. He's just saying that, you know, I claim the following, shanechasim b'cheskasam, that, and what does it mean b'cheskasam? I claim that the nechasim should be in the chazaka of the yorshe ha'aim, of the yorshim of the mother. Why? Because at the moment that she became an almana, the nechasim were in our chazaka, and therefore the whole nachla is really considered within her shevet, the shevet of her father, and therefore her yorshim from her father's house are going to be yoresh her. So Rabbi Akiva is saying that Beis Hillel is Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel don't admit in such a case that we say, oh, Shayach Loku. No. Beis Hillel will say Nechasim Becheskasan, as he said in the previous Mishnah. Now, what does Nechasim Becheskasan mean here? It means that he belonged to the heirs of the mother. It's true, while the mother's alive, we assume that that everything belongs, anything, her estate belongs to the to her father. So now, this woman is an almana. So therefore, it's going to our father's family because she's an almana. Everything that she has, we assume, belongs to her family. Only when she's married does she belong to the family of her husband, but she's not married, she's an almana. So therefore, the chazaka that we speak of is the yorshe, that which she has, that we assume is going to be belong to her, the yorshim of her family, and therefore, b'ches kasan, that's what it means in the chasim, go to her side. Amar lo ben az, abizanei said to Rabbi Akiva, ala chalukim on mitzdarim. We already are mitzdayer, it's causing us pain, where we know Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue, because they do argue in certain cases. Now that we already said, the Tanakhama says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree in such a case, you now come to say, no, they even argue here. El Shabbasa Lachlok, or later where Sashavin, even in cases where they agree, where the Tanakhama says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, you want to say that they argue? Basically, Aben Azai agrees with the Tanakhama, the Beis Hillel and Shammai don't argue in such a case, and they agree that the estate of the mother is going to be divided equally between the Yorshe HaBein and the Yorshe HaIsha.